You're listening to KDNK's public affairs program, For Land's Sake. I'm Bill Kite, your host, and today our guest is past Eagle County Commissioner Kathy Chandler Henry. She's a fourth-generation Coloradan who served in statewide leadership positions while on the county commission, addressing things such as critical concerns as about drought, water quality, public lands, and economic feasibility. Welcome, Kathy.
Hello, I'm here.
Okay, finally we got you. Technology just doesn't always work for us, does it?
No, it does not. We expect it to every time.
Right, sorry about that. You know, you retired from the board last month, and last week your fellow commissioners gave approval to fund the biggest open space purchase in the history of Eagle County. And I'm sure you were part of the deal. Can you tell us about this exciting news that we just received?
Yeah, thanks, Bill, and thanks so much for having me on Land's Sake on KDNK. I'm excited to visit with you. This deal that we just signed, or the commissioners just signed, is really exciting. It's a Three Meadows branch, and it's a joint purchase with Pitkin County Open Space, Aspen Valley Land Trust, and Eagle County Open Space, a total of about $27.7 million, almost $28 million, for 4,251 acres.
Wow.
So it's a very large piece of property. It's in Eagle County, but right on the border with Pitkin and near Cottonwood Pass up on Missouri Heights. So we're really excited to be able to preserve all of those ecosystems that are thriving up there. It's a huge wildlife preserve, lots of birds, lots of deer and elk. And this is such an opportunity to save a last big piece of property.
Oh, for sure. I'm familiar with that country, and it would be developed if it wasn't protected like this, wouldn't it?
Probably. It sure would be. Yeah. It's such a gorgeous place, and you know, $28 million is a lot of money, but future generations are going to think it was a bargain.
Right. Exactly. Well, thanks for telling us about that. That really is exciting. Now let's talk about your journey from being a citizen to an Eagle County commissioner. Why did you decide to jump into the fire of politics when you were first appointed to your seat in July of 2013?
Well, that's a good question. I spent most of my career at Colorado Mountain College, about 25 years. After I left the college, I had my own business, Black Diamond Research, and in fact, I did some work with the amazing Kate Collins on projects in the community, but my work was a lot of strategic planning, market research. I worked with Economic Council of Eagle County, and I worked a lot with various departments in Eagle County government, including the county commissioners. So I had done quite a bit of strategic planning with them. When the vacancy opened up, one of the commissioners left just 6 months into his second term. I had also been quite active with the Democratic Party here, so decided to throw my hat in the ring. But really what it takes is some encouragement along the way. My daughter said, "Mom, why are you looking at being on the vacancy committee? Why aren't you applying yourself?" And one of the commissioners at the time, Jill Ryan, was also quite encouraging and said, "Yeah, you should do it." So it felt like a continuation of the community service, public service path, and trying to facilitate people in the community doing good things. And that's really what it's been. It's a great way to make things happen. County government is where it's at, I think.
For sure. I know you don't like to toot your own horn, but when you received the Distinguished Service Award from the Colorado County's fellow commissioner, Matt Shear, I guess it is, and Jeannie,
Shear,
and Jeannie McQueenie, had this to say about their nomination. They said, "Commissioner Chandler Henry avoids the limelight. Instead, she works towards a positive outcome for everyone. For those of us fortunate enough to witness her selfless style, we learn to find common ground before we find difference, to speak with purpose, not for effect, and to forge relationships before victories." What are some of the things you're the most proud of in your tenure that these commissioners were willing to nominate you for that award?
Well, first of all, I'm very, very proud that they were willing to do that, and those are such kind words because no one does anything by themselves. So we've had a great team at the county. My fellow commissioners, Schur and Commissioner McQueenie, have just been delightful to work with and full of energy and ideas and things to make happen for the county. Some of the things that we've done together that we're proud of and that I'm especially proud of are the open space projects like the one we just talked about. There's another one in Eagle, outside of Eagle, the Brush Creek Valley Ranch, an open space of 1,500 acres that we were able to preserve agricultural land, preserve open space for the wildlife. So really proud of those open space projects. Done a lot of work in the water area. I chaired the Colorado River Drought Task Force, which was a really meaningful project and very challenging, gathering folks from across the state to think about what happens to the Colorado River in drought, because as we all know, there's more water allocated than there is water in the river. So there's big river issues with other states, and there's issues on the western slope of Colorado, too. So being able to work in that field through the Colorado River District, the Rudai Water and Power Authority, the Northwest Council of Governments Quality Quantity Committee for Water, all of those things, I think, have been really critical. At the national level, I was fortunate enough to be able to work in the public lands arena. I was a vice president of the National Public Lands Steering Committee. So thinking about all of those national monuments, wilderness areas, multi-use in the Forest Service and BLM, and the differing perspectives and differing demands and expectations of those public lands, I think that is an ongoing challenge for all of us, how to protect the lands, how to welcome all Americans to visit, and how to keep us from loving those lands to death. So that's an ongoing challenge that I think will continue to be important.
For sure.
And then just overall, I think collaboration and partnerships. We have amazing staff at Eagle County, so being able to work alongside folks who are so good at what they did, I'm really fortunate to have had that opportunity.
Well, thank you for your service. I followed you, and I'm very impressed. And it's amazing what you can do, like you say, when you collaborate and work together. And when I called you to try to arrange a time, you were pretty busy right up until you did retire. And when I did call, I think it was you were on your way to Washington, D.C. to be before the Supreme Court. Now, could you tell us a little bit about that story?
Right. Yeah, that's quite a story. There's a plan in the Uinta Basin to haul heavy crude out of the northeast corner of Utah to build a new spur line that would attach to the national rail lines and to haul that waxy crude along the Colorado River through Eagle County, Grand County, all the way to Denver and then down to the Gulf states for refining. We were concerned that the Surface Transportation Board hadn't really looked at the impacts of what would happen, not if, but when there was a derailment of that waxy crude right into the Colorado River, where 40 million people or 40 million people rely on that water. So we sued the Surface Transportation Board to ask them please to take a look at that before they allowed that rail line to go forward. We won that lawsuit at the district court level. They appealed the Seven County Coalition in Utah, which is the promoters of that project, appealed. And surprisingly to everyone, most everyone anyway, the Supreme Court took up that appeal and heard the case in December. So that was what we were able to go back and hear that. The concern and the expectation is that the Supreme Court is using this case in Eagle County to weaken the National Environmental Protection Act, or NEPA, and to limit what agencies can look at when they're looking at something like a crude oil train. How far downline of the impacts can they look at that? We really feel like protecting the Colorado River, protecting those ecosystems is something that is important and should be taken into consideration. We'll see what the Supreme Court has to say. We should hear their judgment in May or June of this year.
So crude oil then is can be construed to be more important than millions and millions of people's clean drinking water out of the Colorado River. Sounds like, wow.
That's why it was a little surprising. Yeah, and I'm not. There's certainly no market for that crude oil in Colorado, so there isn't an offsetting benefit. You know, a lot of times in land use, you're looking at trying to balance the benefit with the potential cost, but in this case, it's all potential cost to
right.
Colorado and especially to the Western Slope.
Well, you're listening to Katie and Kay's Public Affairs program for Land's Sake. I'm Bill Kite, your host, and today our guest is Eagle County Commissioner Kathy Chandler Henry. Have you got any other good stories like that one that have been? I bet you have a whole bunch of good stories about your time on the board. Can you think of any off the top of your head?
Oh gosh, you know, when people say what was memorable, COVID was certainly memorable, and people struggling to try and figure out what's the best approach to that. People certainly had different ideas and high emotions. We heard a lot of comments every Tuesday during public hearing, public comment, and all during COVID. But you know, we were able to work with our major employers. We created a program to grant money to small businesses to try and keep them open during COVID. So we were really proud of that. We were able to give money to restaurants and small businesses who had had to close their doors for a portion of the time, and we were very anxious to keep them open. So I think that's a good story to tell about the power of local folks and the power of local government to help the residents who live in the county.
Right, for sure. You know, I'm about to retire myself at the end of April from the Glenwood Springs Historical Society and Frontier Museum. And I know what it's like to, when you see the retirement coming closer and closer, the things you've left undone that you kind of are concerned about. So what do you feel that you left undone that you would like to have done? I'll put it that way.
You know, that's a good question, and certainly the flip side of things you're happy about. Housing is certainly something left undone. And although I'm really proud of the work our housing department has done, they've done a lot of work to preserve the housing that we have, down payment assistance, buying down deed restrictions, trying to create affordable housing wherever we can. It's still nearly impossible for young folks or even older folks to come and live in Eagle County and work here. And that's not sustainable, and that doesn't make a strong community if people have to move out when they're in their 30s because they can't put down roots here. So that's an ongoing challenge. We've made some progress, but certainly didn't find the silver bullet to figure that one out. And the other issue I think that is out there looming that we need to make a lot more progress on is care for our seniors. All us folks who are retiring. Right.
Right.
Yeah. Housing is an issue still for seniors. Home health care, the whole health care system is a challenge, and it's especially hard for seniors and people on a fixed income, people in rural areas who may lack access to services, just the social interaction. I think there's a lot of work that we can do with seniors, again, to strengthen our community. That's our heritage, those are our roots. That's where the wisdom is. So we really need to focus some attention there, I think.
And I'll ask you a question of what do you think the commissioners that continue their work, what are the things you are most concerned about them facing in the coming year?
Those are a couple of the big ones, housing and seniors.
Okay.
Transportation is a challenging issue. Matt sure does a lot of work in the transportation area, so I think he'll be really keeping his eye open for what we need to be doing there. Climate change is a huge issue that threatens everything. That's part of drought. It's part of it just makes everything we're facing more difficult with climate change. And then Commissioner McQueenie is really a pro with child care, early childhood education. We've made some great strides there, but still work to be done. All those workforce issues, cost of living for families to be able to live and work and thrive in our community.
Right.
Those are going to continue to be issues. And land use, you know, the, trying to balance what people see and hope for as a rural area and open spaces with needing places for people to live, to be able to work here. So that's always a balancing act, and I think they'll have their hands full in the future continuing to make those hard decisions.
What were some of the hardest decisions you had to make?
Oh, gosh. You know, tree farm was certainly one of them. I think land use is always hard because people who are here want to preserve what they came from, and they're concerned that bringing in more people will they'll somehow diminish that, and it certainly can if development isn't done right. On the other hand, you can't really shut the doors and say, I get to be here, but you don't.
Right.
So I think those are always hard decisions. But I always felt like people in the county are wise. They came to public hearings. They are good participants and brought up things for us to think about, like wildlife, water issues, affordability. You know, even building housing sometimes doesn't help with affordability because the cost to build is so high. So, I think those are continue to be tough.
Well, now, but tree farm, there's two tree farms I think of. One is the Forest Service tree farm that the Eagle County was able to acquire from the Forest Service. And kept it open space, but also used it to have fields and concerts and things. And I thought that was a really good a good switch over to local government. But the tree farm you're talking about, is that the one east of Highway 82, right across from Willits?
Yes, that's the one with the Ace Lane property and the development there. And that was actually a split vote on the county commission, which doesn't happen all that often, but it happened with that project. No, that's a tough one. You know, the Roaring Fork Valley portion of Eagle County is pretty dense and crowded, and traffic is difficult. I bet people are driving all the way from Parachute and DeBec to work up there. So
right.
It's that balancing act that we talked about with housing and workforce and the natural environment.
So that was the development went through the whole process and it was decided, voted to allow it, apparently, then, of course.
Two to one to allow it, yeah. I did end up voting against that one.
Because I was wondering, because when Kate and I drove by there Sunday, I looked and I go, I feel like Rip Van Winkle, because every time I go by somewhere, there's more buildings that didn't used to be there.
Right.
And that's particularly the case, for sure. Now that you're no longer a county commissioner, what are your plans? What would you like to do, and what do you plan on doing?
Well, I'm hoping to spend some more time with my family and do some traveling. I'll keep a hand in with some of the water issues. I have been reappointed as the director of the Colorado River District to represent Eagle County, so I will continue that. And I've been appointed by the governor to the state's Water Quality Control Commission. That will be a new role for me, sort of learning about that world, and that should start in March or so. I'm on the Bureau of Land Management Resource Advisory Council, the BLM RAC, as it's known.
Right.
So that will be a way to keep my hand in with some of the public lands issues.
So
those are some of the work I'll continue through those
so
efforts.
You know, you're one of those people that I know that's retired, and they said, I'm busier now that I retired than I was before. So it sounds
right.
Like.
And someone did point out that none of those things have a paycheck attached, so I don't
right.
know how wise that is.
Right. Well, yeah. Just once you get in public service, it's hard to get out, isn't it?
It is. It is. You see things that need to be done, and I think you realize, too, that people can make a difference with their efforts on their own and with collaborating with other folks. You really can make things better in your community.
So if I were a young person or a middle-aged person or even older person and wanted to get involved in county government, what would you recommend?
Oh, gosh, I would recommend going on the website, finding what boards and commissions are looking for folks. There's always, you know, library districts, cemetery districts, planning and zoning commissions, open space advisory council, all sorts of areas, fair and rodeo advisory council, all sorts of opportunities to sort of dip your toe in and see what's happening at the county. And then if you decide to run for office, jump in and do it, since it's some good work to be done out there.
Basically, if you had it to do over again, what would you change?
I don't think I would change anything. It's an ongoing learning process, so the more you learn, the hopefully the better you can do. And so I will keep doing that. And you rely on your fellow commissioners and the staff at the county and your colleagues across the street to help you and to keep you straight. And when you go to the grocery store, the post office, people in town let you know that it's real-time job evaluation every day.
Right. It's true, isn't it? For sure. So Eagle County is like Garfield County and has good libraries. Were you part of helping that happen?
The library is its own taxing district here, like it is in Garfield County, but
right.
County commissioners are statutorily charged with appointing library board members. So we sort of keep a toe in, and there's a library over in Basalt County that's jointly operated by Town of Basalt, Pitkin County, and Eagle County. So we were big supporters of all of the libraries in the county.
That's quite a nice library in Basalt.
It really is. They have a seed lending library and all these maker spaces and a bookstore. It's a
right.
Great place to get lost in.
For sure, for sure. Well, is there anything I didn't discuss that you'd like to talk about in the next couple of minutes?
I since you're calling from a radio station and it's on all our minds now, I'll just say, thanks for the work that radio stations and newspapers do. I think it's so critical to keep elected officials accountable and also to inform the public of what's going on so the public could be accountable and do their part. I just think it's critical that we all don't get exhausted, stay informed, and keep working away to make our communities be what we want them to be.
So the Eagle County website has information, like you said, for people that might want to get more involved, correct?
Right. It sure does. EagleCounty.us.
Well, I guess that's about it for us today. I really appreciate you being with us. I tried to schedule it where it would happen while you were still county commissioner, but I'm kind of glad it happened now, because I think that gives you a fresh perspective on what you did over those years, and I for one really appreciate the service that you have done for the county.
Well, thanks, Bill, and I appreciate getting a chance to have a conversation with you.
Well, thank you for listening. For folks listening today, our next For Land's Sake show is on the second Tuesday, as always, in March. It'd be on March the 10th at 4:30. And until then, whatever you do to Mother Nature, do it for land's sake.